Hello, welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I introduce you to wise and divine women all across the country, helping you to become the wise and divine woman that God has created you to be. Today, I have Anna from the Hormone University and the Glow product lineup. And today, I just want her to share a bit of her story of how she has overcome endometriosis and has created a beautiful platform to teach other women, but also some products as well. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for all of this craziness today, I suppose, but that is usually what happens with women in menopause as we try and gather our thoughts on Mondays and forge ahead. So
yes, no, of course. Thank you so much, Dana. It's such a pleasure. And thank you to everyone who's going to listen to it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So you have a beautiful platform called the Hormone University. What brought you to that point? Where did your journey begin?
Yes. So my journey began in my mid-20s when I was diagnosed with endometriosis. And I often say that it's not just about endometriosis, but the ramifications that this condition has. Mm-hmm. For anyone listening, the registered kind of stat number is 10 to 15% of women suffer from this condition. And for those who might not know what it is, I think just to give a very brief explanation, what usually happens when you have this condition is that the tissue similar to the lining of the uterus gets infiltrated in other organs every time you have your cycle, your period. And it is very, very painful in most cases. That was my own case. And it can infiltrate in your reproductive organs, but also in other organs of the body. And these can range from your lungs to your eyes to your skin. It's still an under-researched condition, like many of the women's health conditions. Mm-hmm. And so I had a really tough situation for over a decade of 5 different surgeries, really, really difficult pain. I also had adenomyosis, I had fibroids, and I suffered as well from infertility. And after that 5th surgery, I went into surgical menopause. So what usually takes an average of 7 years, it was kind of overnight for me, as they had to remove all my reproductive organs, and that was that. So there was... again, for any of your listeners who have gone through that or know anyone who's gone through it, surgical menopause is very tough in different ways. You have the kind of grief of not losing your femininity, but that kind of, okay, you don't have any more reproductive organs, and therefore that's a difficult, let's say, spiritual process. And then you have to deal, of course, with infertility and accepting that you're no longer going to be a biological mother. And I guess the flip side of all of that is no more pain. So you have to look at the bright side, right? And mm-hmm. I spent most of my time in excruciating pain. It was around 2 weeks out of the month. And so this was a huge relief. But then, of course, a set of other complexities came along. And I'm kind of answering your question in a very long way, because for many entrepreneurs, you go through a big obstacle in your life to inspire you to create something. Mm-hmm. And so that whole journey of these 5 surgeries and extreme pain and then surgical menopause led me to create Hormone University. I realized that I had no idea about hormonal health, and that's the case for most women, from what we see. And so I really wanted to create something that will take deep research into clear information that had not too much scientific jargon and everyone could use whenever they go to a doctor or a specialist or a nutritionist in hormonal health, and they could really inform themselves and ask the right questions.
Well, and that's so true, because at such a young age for most women, right, it's hard for them to understand what exactly is going on, and then it's hard for them to find the right person who's going to come alongside them and really give them good answers about it. And that's why it's so important, because I'm finding more and more young women with endometriosis and all of these fibroids and all of these even cystic breasts, and they all sort of play hand in hand. It's not unusual to have both cysts everywhere or fibroids everywhere. But again, it's just this education, right? So in that, it is such a missing link, this education starting at such a young age and then moving through things with most of the women that I'm inspiring. It's in this later stage where they're backpedaling a little bit, trying to make their way through menopause, where it would have been better to have the education in their 20s, right? Where they can have this beautiful relationship with hormones and understand things much better. And then when it comes to the next season, things change much easier and flow much easier, right? But it is so true. And it is such a psychological mourning process for women who do have hysterectomies or even mastectomies that no one talks about as well. So it is opening up this conversation, opening up this relationship that women get to not feel so alone and so lost, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that is, you know, I wish we had been taught at school, you know, what are hormones? What role do they play? And how can you also do whatever you can in your daily life to effectively manage?
Which we would never do as teenagers or as young 20s, but at least we would be sharing. And then when they're actually, you know, 25, 26, they'll be like, oh yeah, I remember my mom said this, or I remember that this woman had told me this. So kind of, it really, really is encouraging and very helpful, right? But I have so many, not only just friends, but so many clients who have lots of fibrocystic issues and not much help from many healthcare practitioners, because there's really not a lot of help out there. And any specialists have such a massive lineup or backlog of clients or of women in these conditions. Did you find it difficult? And you're in Eastern United States, correct?
Where I am, you? Right. Yes, I am in New York. I come from Europe. I am from Spain, and I lived in the UK for a long, long time. And I've been in the States now for 7 years. So, yeah. And loving this vibrant city. It's a little crazy sometimes, but
beautiful. Honestly, New York is beautiful. As crazy as everyone thinks it is, not really, but it is absolutely gorgeous. So do you have a clinic where you are just an online platform, like online with women coaching them?
For Hormone University, we at the moment, what we have is content, educational content, and we are looking into other options in the future. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we have three pillars to our company. One pillar is, like I said, everything that has to do with education. We have a very strong newsletter that we send out. I write an email every Sunday to all of our subscribers. Yes. The second pillar that we have is a seal of approval for consumer goods, because we really are looking to create impact against endocrine disrupting chemicals.
That is so important, and it's such an interesting topic, because when you're trying to find products that are or that may be environmentally friendly or that are concentrated or that they say it is, it is this, where are the hidden endotoxins, right? And where are the hidden factors and things that even they as a company promoting this might not even realize, because it gets so intertwined with new language to try and get it through or pushed through the system. But it is so important when you're trying to remove toxins out of the body to help your body heal, finding those products can be difficult.
Right, exactly. And having come from this very highly estrogenic body of mine, I it's been something that I've been looking into for a long, long, long time. And I come from the cosmetics, beauty, personal care industry. In Europe, the standards are very strict when it comes to ingredients. There are many, many banned ingredients that thankfully they continue to kind of create noise about this, and they continue to research more about this. So that's our standard, and that's where we look at in terms of benchmark. So that's our second pillar. We have already started certifying brands so that anyone coming to our platform can really trust what they see. So that's important. And so the third pillar is our product line. It's called Glow by Hormone University. And the reason why I created this brand is that when I went into surgical menopause, I was prescribed HRT. And I was one of those people that had a major side effect, life-threatening, in fact, with a blood clot. So I had to stop it immediately. Mm-hmm. And I found myself in a situation where I could not believe I did not have other options, natural options. So I started looking into this. I spoke to several doctors around the world about, let's call them ancestral ingredients, ingredients that have been used for centuries, right?
Beautiful word, ancestral ingredients. Can you elaborate a little?
Yes, of course. So these are ingredients, if you look at, you know, Western medicine versus medicine in other parts of the world, whether it's Chinese medicine or Ayurveda is another medicine that is absolutely much longer, you know, it's been existing for centuries. And so when it comes to ingredients that are used and have been used for hundreds of years that really work in your body, or when you think about, let's say, take an aspirin, this aspirin is coming from a plant called willow bark, right? And so most people don't know that anything that gets synthesized in lab is actually coming from nature. And so that was my whole premise, is plant medicine. And through these experts, OBGYNs, that actually use these ingredients, we created this line called Glow. And our hero product is specifically for hormonal imbalance, whether you're going through PMS or menopause. Mm-hmm. And it's got now 4 studies, I'm proud to say, and we've got also one of the top OBGYNs in the country that just came on board with us, and she absolutely loves our formulations. Those 4 studies included women going through PMS, menopause. We did a third study with women going through PCOS, and another one with women going through endometriosis. So it really targets a lot of the symptoms, because what the product does is stimulate naturally our progesterone levels and estrogen. And so we've got thousands of women testimonials that are just, yeah, it's life-changing. And I'm saying this in a very humble way. But yeah, it's been, of course, a very tough journey, because launching something from zero is very tough. But all the hard work is paying off. And we have that product. And we have also a wonderful magnesium and collagen body lotion. And our approach is all about transdermal. So you just put it on through your skin. It's a nice ritual. And it's going to nourish your body with great ingredients that are going to help you with stress or imbalance or sleep, and very proud of that. So That
is
it's
incredible
there.
because it is such a huge hurdle to launch products, especially when you're walking down the hormone lane, when you're looking at to get that out and get it launched and have approval and do studies.
Yes.
It's just so incredible that you've been able to do that. And transdermal is so important because it's this fact of giving the body what it needs, and it will take what it needs gently, right? And I try and get women so often to nourish their body, right? Just to be able to connect or reconnect with their body so that they understand they're not ashamed, because of the world really comes from such a long place of body shaming, or even so much we do just a body image for ourselves. And this whole point of nourishing, and I love the Ayurvedic aspect when with different Ayurvedic oils, like how they lavish themselves after bath with spicy oils and balancing the body for their doshas. And it's just so incredible, and we don't do enough of it, right? And I absolutely love this. So this is available online, and I know that we'll add all of this into the show notes. So are you able to ship into Canada or ship internationally?
We ship at the moment, it's just the US, I'm afraid. We have
Yes.
been looking into Canada for a long time. It's not easy.
It is not easy.
Oh my
No.
goodness, it's not easy. So yeah, at the moment is US, and we also have a different one in Europe.
Wonderful.
Yes, so we can serve both markets. But yeah, anyone can go Hormone University. You go to Shop Wellness, and all the products are there.
It looks beautiful, and I just when I first connected with you, I was going through all of your hormone content and sort of going through the product lineup as well, and it's absolutely exquisite.
Thank you
So
so much.
yeah,
Thank you.
just beautiful, just beautiful. And I look forward to, like, it's an amazing journey, and I know so many women have to endure so much, especially when it comes to endometriosis, because it is this hormonal web that can really deter health throughout the body. And that's the key understanding of it. It has a mind of its own, and it will web and weave its way to connect the strangest of things in the body. So it can be deliberate. What do I want to say? Debilitating at times for a lot of women. And I think just knowing that there are women like yourself, that they have the ability to connect with, and that they're not alone in this hormone journey.
Important. Very.
And it is important to understand, especially for that age, especially for women my age, to educate their daughters as well.
Right.
Because if we're hormonal imbalanced, a lot of the daughters or sisters or your nieces and may also have these hormonal imbalances and challenges as well, because it does matter a little bit with the lineage and generations of hormonal toxins, which is a whole nother topic for another day.
Yes.
I truly believe that everything sort of it does get passed down. So I really believe that at least we can start and educate and share our wisdom, so that we can see the generations ahead of us making huge changes to help women get through these hormonal journeys. And it's wonderful for women like yourself who've created such a beautiful product lineup, created such an educational platform, and we'll leave all of those notes at the end. So I just want to, what is, looking back, your words of wisdom that you wish you could give yourself, but you're giving everyone else. What are your words of wisdom that you would like to share?
The first one, which I often mention, is I made a big mistake, and that was to stay silent. And I
Yes.
think we need to break the silence together. You mentioned something earlier, you're not alone. And every time I go to a lunch or a dinner, there are women there, and they ask me, oh, so what do you do? And I tell them, you know, we have this hormonal health platform, and we have this line of products. The eyes light up. oh my God, you know, they're like, oh, please tell me more. I need it. I need it. And so I truly want to encourage everyone to be open. And if you're going through something, ask for help. Don't stay silent. Like I said, that was something that I did for years. I was hiding my pain and I was working in my career and, you know, I was smiling and masking all the symptoms and gosh, no, unnecessary, yeah. Unnecessary. So that would be the first thing that, well, the thing that I have really, truly learned. And now I'm almost the opposite, like, this is a natural thing to go through and we have to be open to share and to help other women. And that's my second point. I truly believe in sisterhood, in not competing with each other, in really, truly supporting each other. Mm-hmm. And I've always been inclusive and happy to help in any way I can to the women in my network or my friends, family, friends of friends. So yeah, I think that's really important, you know, pay it forward, right, as well.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I created the Wise Divine Women podcast and platform, because we do need to share and women need to gain the confidence so that they can also share about their journeys, because we're all to become wise sages, right?
Right.
We're all to become, you know, that wise woman who knows a lot and loves sharing and tells stories and, you know,
right,
bakes cookies and does fun stuff. But it's so true. And it is part of this journey that we get to come alongside together. And now with this miraculous platforms and online, there's no boundaries.
Right.
And we get to share the experiences worldwide. So I just absolutely love that. So for all of our American listeners, I'm going to make sure I have all of that information for those incredible products, which I know you're going to love, because we get asked a lot about hormones and asked about what products are good and what we can use for menopause and what we can use for PMS. And I love that you've done the research and you have the science behind it. And because for a lot, they can't do, even bioidenticals can be funny as well. So, and a lot of them don't work the best for a lot of women for so many reasons, which is what you provide in content and what we talk about as well. So I am so thankful that we have connected and I so look forward to learning more. So don't forget to also sign up for her incredible newsletter that comes out every week, educating women not to be alone and share their journey of hormone health on the Hormone University and the Glow product line from Hormone University as well. Anna, I thank you so much for being part of the Wise Divine Women podcast. And I hope someday we can connect again soon. Thank you so much for joining.
Dana, thank you. And thank you to all your listeners. Thank you so much. Very, very grateful for your time.
Thank you so much.